Not long after Harriet Tubman escaped her life as an enslaved woman in Maryland, she traveled from Philadelphia, a stronghold of the American abolition movement, even before the American Revolution, to Cape May, New Jersey. It was early in the summer of 1850 when Harriet, in her late 20s, began working as a domestic in hotels and as a cook for private families. Every extra penny she made was used to fund her rescue missions in the South. She also studied how the Underground Railroad's Greenwich Line worked, memorizing routes in Salem, Cumberland, and Cape May counties, including obscure trails that had been used by Native Americans. She returned to Cape May two more summers after the first. In the fall of 1852, Harriet went back to Maryland and guided nine freedom seekers to safety in the North.